I guess if you could just kind of comment on what you've seen out of the Patriots this far on both sides of the ball.
Well, obviously a very well coached football team that, you know, does all the little things right. Great situational team that's well prepared week in and week out, with a lot of good playmakers, you know, on both sides of the ball. You know, they make you earn everything you get. So, we've got to go out and play our best game.
That was an impressive win last week, flying cross country, winning in a place where Baltimore very rarely loses. And what did that win mean to the program? And how does this team put it behind itself?
We're going to play this game week to week, every week. Doesn't matter what week it is, 1 through 17, as you play during the season. We take it one week at a time, and that's it. We can only control week in and week out how we go out and play. So that was a big win for our team, coming down, winning the way we did. But shortly after the game, we got back here to San Diego. We've moved on, and we've had a good start to preparation for a good, very good football team coming in. So it's the next big game we got to play, and you know, you take it. You're trying to get to a win each week. That's all it is, one week at a time in this business.
Mike, I was wondering what you like that of Philip Rivers' game this season, and in what way is there any way has he refined his game this year?
Well, I think Philip's been one of the best in the business for a long time, and I think, you know, you love the way he works. His preparation week in and week out is outstanding. He's a winner. You know, it's great to have as the face of your franchise, have a franchise quarterback like who he is. You know, and he goes out and earns everything he gets. So it's great to have him on our football team. He's been very efficient, and he's done a great job of leading the not only the team but the offense week in and week out.
I think we all know the importance of the center position to the offensive line and to the offense in general. You guys have had a lot of bad luck there. And what are the challenges been of just perpetually seeming to plug a new guy in there? And what are your thoughts on potentially could have a rookie starting there this week?
Well, I think the players, they've done an outstanding job week in and week out preparing themselves regardless of who was playing. Along with the rest of the guys on offense, working together, and the communication part's been outstanding. And I think the coaches have done an outstanding job of preparing all the players, not just at that position, but all positions on our football team. Injuries are all part of the game, and the players understand it's the next man up mentality, and you're always getting ready, and you got to make changes from time to time throughout the year, and the players have done a great job of adjusting.
Coach, you have Ollie Wilson, who's your running backs coach, is a local guy here from Worcester. And I was just wondering if you could maybe comment on what he's brought to the team this year or during your 2 years there. And this year, again, facing a lot of challenges because of the turnover due to injuries there.
Hey, he's an outstanding football coach and even a better person. You know, he's great to have. You know, when I took the job last year, obviously having known his history and I had known of him back in the days when he was at Cal Berkeley, and I went to their football camp years ago. He was there, and, you know, his reputation, you know, being in Atlanta, whether it was there or being here, when I was in Carolina, having played against him a couple of times, obviously twice a year, being in the same division or thing, and seeing the production his players always have, you know, regardless of who's in the game, they're well prepared. They work extremely hard for him. I know the players love playing for him, the type of person he is. So he's done an outstanding job with the players in the 2 years I've been working with him. So very fortunate to have him on my staff and a great guy to work with.
I assume it's good to have Ryan Matthews back, and you can just speak to what he brings to the game, because he seems to be kind of a power guy, which complements maybe your passing game in a different, adds a little different look to your offense with him.
Well, it's great to have him back. He's worked extremely hard to get back where he is today. You know, and he does everything the way you want him to do it. And he's a physical runner. It's always nice to have him in the backfield. You know, he's had a solid year for the number of snaps he's had. Unfortunately, we haven't had him the whole year, but I think he's a player that's made the most of every opportunity. And you love having him in the backfield with his flexibility of what he can do, whether it's catching balls out of the backfield, blocking and protection, and then, as we know, the way he runs the ball. So, works extremely hard. A very talented player that we'd love to have back. I was very fortunate to have him back in the lineup.
Tom Brady is obviously having, like Philip, a great year. What perhaps stood out to you this season and throughout his career about him? What maybe makes him Tom Brady?
Well, he's a winner. I mean, from the very first time he stepped in the huddle there, they've won football games. And anytime you have a franchise quarterback like that, you have that opportunity. All the players in your football team have the confidence in the world. You love the way he plays the game. You know, his fiery approach to the game. You see how excited he is, the leader he is. And he's just so efficient. You know, he knows the game inside and out. He's one of the best of all time, you know, so it's great to, you know, play against guys like that. You always want to play against the best, and he's one of the best of all time. So, we got to do a great job on Sunday against him.
Coach, defensively, can you just, the people back here haven't seen your team too much. What are your thoughts on your defense to date? And, what has been their strength, so to speak?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the game, there's going to be pluses and minuses to every game. So you grade it from week to week, and you try to, you know, minimize the number of mistakes and correct those mistakes as soon as you can, you know, once they happen in the game. But I think, you know, we've had a number of guys step up throughout the year, and the most important thing is that you continue to get better week in, week out. I think that, you know, the way Eric Weddle on the back end has led the defense, his leadership, leading those guys and, you know, getting everybody going, getting everybody on the same page from week to week. You know, and we got to play our best game this week. All right, thank you. Have a great day.